Section 1. Listening. You will hear twice for each part. Part 1. Listen to the recording twice. Choose the correct answer for each of the following blanks.
Hey, Andrew! Stop wasting water! Turn the shower off!
What? I can't hear you! I have the shower running!
Yes, exactly!
What?
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. What do you want?
Listen, you were in the shower for more than half an hour. That is more than enough water for 10 people. I mean, don't you care about the planet? You used at least 60 gallons of water. That is a terrible waste.
I wasn't in the shower that long.
Yes, you were. I timed you.
You timed me?
Yes. Yes, I timed you. Our water bill was astronomical last month.
Really?
And you don't pay for any of it. It was $113.
Oh.
I mean, it's going up.
Really?
I mean, I know you lost your job, but I am not made of money. Please be careful. I mean, at least maybe you could take one of your showers at the gym when you go in the morning. I don't know how you afford a gym membership when you can't pay rent. Please be careful. Okay.
Okay, sorry, sis.
Now, listen to part one again.
Andrew, stop wasting water. Turn the shower off.
What? I can't hear you. I have the shower running.
Yes, exactly.
What?
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. What do you want?
Listen, you were in the shower for more than half an hour. That is more than enough water for 10 people. I mean, don't you care about the planet? You used at least 60 gallons of water. That is a terrible waste.
I wasn't in the shower that long.
Yes, you were. I timed you.
You timed me?
Yes. Yes, I timed you. Our water bill was astronomical last month.
Really?
And you don't pay for any of it. It was $113.
Oh.
I mean, it's going up.
Really?
I mean, I know you lost your job, but I am not made of money. Please be careful. I mean, at least maybe you could take one of your showers at the gym when you go in the morning. I don't know how you afford a gym membership when you can't pay rent. Please be careful, okay?
Okay, sorry, sis.
Part 2. Listen to the recording twice. Complete the form below. Write no more than 3 words or numbers for each answer.
You will hear a telephone conversation between the organizer of a short story competition and someone who wishes to take part in the competition. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, Dave speaking.
Oh, hi. I'm phoning about a short story competition. I saw an advert in a magazine and I was just calling to get some details.
Yes, certainly. I'm the competition organiser, so I should be able to help. What kind of details are you looking for?
Well, does it cost anything to enter?
Yes. There's an entry fee of £5.
Okay, that should be fine. It's a short story competition, so how many words is that?
Well, we want to give people a reasonable amount of freedom, but the guidelines are around 3,000 words.
Oh, that sounds quite a lot.
Well, it's not as much as it used to be. We did have a limit of 5,000 words, but some people thought that was too many. So this year we've reduced it.
Right. And does the story need to be about anything in particular?
No, you can write about any topic you like. But the main point of the competition is that it has to have a surprise ending.
Oh, I see. That sounds interesting. I don't think I've ever written a story like that before.
Yes, it's something we've introduced for this year's competition.
Right. I'm 18. Is there any age limit?
Yes, you need to be 16 or over. So, if you're 18, that's fine.
Great. So you have the competition once a year, is that right?
Yes. We start advertising in January, and the competition takes up a lot of the year. We give people a few months to write their story, and then it takes quite a long time to judge all the entries and to announce the winners.
I see. So when is the closing date for the competition? It's already April. I hope I'm not too late.
No, you've still got plenty of time. You need to submit your entry by the 1st of August. After then, it will be too late. Although you can always enter next year's competition.
OK, good. So, how do I enter?
Well, we have a website, and the best way to enter is to complete the entry form online. We also have more details of the competition on the site. Shall I give you the web address?
Yes, please.
OK, it's www.compforss.com. And that's the number four, not the word four.
OK, thanks. I've got that. So, I can complete the entry form online, but how do I send the story? Do I print it out and send it to you?
Well, you may want to print the story out so you can review it, but don't post it to us. When you've finished your story, you will need to email it to us. The email address is on the website I gave you.
OK, that's fine. Can you tell me a bit about how the competition is judged and what the prizes are?
Yes, of course. Well, once we have all the entries, I send them to all the judges. Our competition is quite popular, so we are lucky to be able to use famous authors who are very interested in the competition.
That's fantastic! It's great to know that someone famous will be reading my story.
Yes, that's right. It takes them quite a while to read through the entries, but eventually they decide on the top five stories.
I see. And what happens then?
Well, they will be published online so everyone can read them. They will not be in any order at this point. They will just be the five stories that the judges think are the best.
And do all the top five stories get prizes?
No, it's just the top story and the runner-up.
So how is the top story decided?
Well, once the top five stories are available, it will be the public who will vote for their favourite story.
Right, I see. So I need to get all my friends to vote for me then?
Yes, that's a good idea.
And what is the prize?
Well, the runner-up gets a prize of £300. But the winner gets a trip to Spain to attend a workshop for writers.
Wow, that's brilliant! I'd better get writing straight away.
Yes. Good luck.
Thanks.
Now, listen to part two again.
Good morning. Dave speaking.
Oh, hi. I'm phoning about a short story competition. I saw an advert in a magazine and I was just calling to get some details.
Yes, certainly. I'm the competition organiser, so I should be able to help. What kind of details are you looking for?
Well, does it cost anything to enter?
Yes. There's an entry fee of £5.
OK, that should be fine. It's a short story competition, so how many words is that?
Well, we want to give people a reasonable amount of freedom, but the guidelines are around 3,000 words.
Oh, that sounds quite a lot.
Well, it's not as much as it used to be. We did have a limit of 5,000 words, but some people thought that was too many. So this year we've reduced it.
Right. And does the story need to be about anything in particular?
No, you can write about any topic you like. But the main point of the competition is that it has to have a surprise ending.
Oh, I see. That sounds interesting. I don't think I've ever written a story like that before.
Yes, it's something we've introduced for this year's competition.
Right. I'm 18. Is there any age limit?
Yes, you need to be 16 or over. So, if you're 18, that's fine.
Great. So you have the competition once a year, is that right?
Yes. We start advertising in January, and the competition takes up a lot of the year. We give people a few months to write their story, and then it takes quite a long time to judge all the entries and to announce the winners.
I see. So when is the closing date for the competition? It's already April. I hope I'm not too late.
No, you've still got plenty of time. You need to submit your entry by the 1st of August. After then, it will be too late. Although you can always enter next year's competition.
OK, good. So how do I enter?
Well, we have a website, and the best way to enter is to complete the entry form online. We also have more details of the competition on the site. Shall I give you the web address?
Yes, please.
OK, it's www.compforss.com. And that's the number four, not the word four.
OK, thanks. I've got that. So, I can complete the entry form online, but how do I send the story? Do I print it out and send it to you?
Well, you may want to print the story out so you can review it, but don't post it to us. When you've finished your story, you will need to email it to us. The email address is on the website I gave you.
OK, that's fine. Can you tell me a bit about how the competition is judged and what the prizes are?
Yes, of course. Well, once we have all the entries, I send them to all the judges. Our competition is quite popular, so we are lucky to be able to use famous authors who are very interested in the competition.
That's fantastic! It's great to know that someone famous will be reading my story.
Yes, that's right. It takes them quite a while to read through the entries, but eventually they decide on the top five stories.
I see. And what happens then?
Well, they will be published online so everyone can read them. They will not be in any order at this point. They will just be the five stories that the judges think are the best.
And do all the top five stories get prizes?
No. It's just the top story and the runner-up.
So how is the top story decided?
Well, once the top five stories are available, it will be the public who will vote for their favourite story.
Right, I see. So I need to get all my friends to vote for me then?
Yes, that's a good idea.
And what is the prize?
Well, the runner-up gets a prize of £300. But the winner gets a trip to Spain to attend a workshop for writers.
Wow, that's brilliant! I'd better get writing straight away.
Yes. Good luck.
Thanks.